This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for transforming public perception of the police, especially among young people, by improving professionalism, sensitivity and responsiveness. He was speaking at the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Raipur yesterday. The Prime Minister urged universities and academic institutions to study the use of forensics in investigations, saying it would strengthen the criminal justice system. He also highlighted the need for regular monitoring of banned outfits, comprehensive development of areas freed from left-wing extremism, and innovative measures to bolster coastal security. On tackling drug abuse, PM Modi stressed a whole-of-government approach, combining enforcement, rehabilitation, and community-level intervention. Prime Minister distributed the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau. Prime Minister Modi has said Mann Ki Baat is an excellent platform to bring forward the collective efforts of the people to the public. He said the recent developments like inauguration of the world's largest LEAP-engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahé into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroads, Infinity Campus in the country reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister said, achieving major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons.
साथियों, कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की। भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया है 357 मिलियन टन 10 साल पहले की तुलना में भारत का खाद्यान्न उत्पादन 100 मिलियन टन और बढ़ गया है
The winter session of parliament will begin today. Our correspondent reports that the session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. A total of 13 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for a passage during the session. The bills include the National Highways Amendment Bill, the Atomic Energy Bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, and the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025. Earlier in the day, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. In Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district, 37 Maoists surrendered before the police yesterday. These Maoists were active in various areas of Dantewada, Narayanpur, Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar region. Dantewada Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai informed that 27 of those who surrendered carried a combined reward of 65 lakh rupees. These Maoists are accused of being involved in various incidents. Bangladesh has said it expects the extradition of deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina from India at the earliest, but stressed that the issue alone would not stand as a barrier in bilateral ties with New Delhi. The interim government's foreign affairs adviser Mohammad Tawheed Hussain made the remarks while talking to diplomatic reporters based in Dhaka. When asked if better relations with New Delhi could be expected unless India repatriates the disposed Bangladesh Premier Hussain said, India-Bangladesh bilateral relations won't be stuck on one issue alone. Over 320 Indian nationals stranded at the Colombo airport following the extreme weather conditions and cyclone hit Sri Lanka were sent back home on IAF and commercial airline flights yesterday. The Indian High Commission in Sri Lanka facilitated the evacuation of 323 stranded Indians from the Bandaranaike International Airport in Colombo in coordination with Indian Air Force and other relevant officials. Sri Lanka declared a state of emergency throughout the island nation after Cyclone Deepa caused widespread devastation as it left a trail of destruction and damage to infrastructure. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the three-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi last night. Virat Kohli was adjudged the player of the match, and with this victory, India now takes 1-0 lead in the three-match ODI series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.